We're talking about Avraham Avinu beginning next week. To the end of this month, rather than continuing Breishis, we'll continue to discuss all the inyanim of the Chorban, understand the idea of Chorban Bachal. Let's just summarize a lot of aspects of Avraham Avinu, what it means for us. Avraham Avinu, at the end, Parshas Noach, is put through the Nisayon of the Kivshan Eish. Idea of a Nisayon, especially with Avraham Avinu, is two things. Three things. One is to push a person to take his potential and make it real. That we grow by forcing a lot of potential things that we have from potential to action. Avraham Avinu had begun questioning the entire culture of Avodah Zarah. He was living in the same place with Nimrod. Nimrod was a powerful ruler at that time, whose goal was to completely detach the world from whatever remnant they had, believing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to inculcate Avodah Zarah as the way of approaching the world. Same time, Avraham Avinu was right there. His father, whole Parnosa was Avodah Zarah, whole culture was Avodah Zarah. And Avraham Avinu began questioning, the whole thing made no sense. And to his own intellectual, unusual capacity, he came to the conclusion that there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he runs the world. And all of his entire detail, he created the world, he runs the world, whatever. Avraham Avinu had an incredible hashpah on people, and that made him a dangerous human being, and certainly on his immediate family. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a person's emunah and bitachon, in order to develop it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes us. And pushed Avraham Avinu in the story of the Kivshan Eish, which is a direct confrontation between Avraham Avinu's challenging Nimrod and Nimrod himself. And to test, to prove to Avraham Avinu, to get Avraham Avinu, Amunah B'tochan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the highest, he actually had to do something. A lot of things internally in a person. But until you translate it into action, it doesn't become real, it doesn't become an integral part of it. Avraham Avinu went into the Kivshan Eish. And from that he grew. The people around him didn't understand the depths of Avraham Avinu, what was happening internally in Avraham Avinu and his growth through the story of the Kivshan Eish. So his brother Haran would sort of hang around and, okay, I'll try. There's no such thing. Ask if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim for an unusual person when they don't depend on the nisim. but it comes through the deep bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aaron gets killed. Terach realizes he's in a very problematic situation. And Terach decides to leave Orkazdim and go to Eretz Yisrael, to where Shem Bev. Everyone knew there was a small group of people in Beersheba. Who believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the remnant of the old generation, Shem Ve'ev. He never made it. You begin, and that's the difference between Avraham Avinu and the Terach. Terach saw, was overwhelmed by everything happened, the Nes, the Kipshesh. Okay. His order was, we got to do something, we got to go. But then, how deep does it go? That's why the first time I really understood it was when I saw the map. Can't go from Orkazdim straight across Eretz Yisrael. No, there's a massive desert there. Go all the way around into Turkey and down. It was there, made it. But then it fizzled out. A lot of people come with tremendous sorrows in doing. Depends how deeply it goes. It's also in the soil. Fizzles out. Then, Avraham Avinu cuts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu, you've gone far enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not revealed himself at all to Avraham Avinu. So no direct contact. Avraham Avinu got to the point where he could get by himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say, okay, now I'm going to reveal myself to you. You're going to understand it even better. I'm pushing up another madrega. But in order to do that, you have to cut from your family entirely. So what does he say? He tells him, cut from your family entirely. You'll be great there. You have to begin on your own. Cut from your family. Okay, now there's this mysterious character called Lot. Lot's son of Haran. He's Avraham Avinu's brother-in-law. What was Haran? Haran plays bets. Who's going to win? Avraham and Nimrod, I'll go with the winner. Avraham wins over Nimrod, I can go with Avraham. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants someone who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he has Lot. Lot, Avraham Avinu went. He didn't take Lot. Lot went along with him. Now who's Lot? Again, Lot. Lot sees success, wants to go with success. He didn't have to. He wants to see success. Then they come to Mitzrayim. He come by Yerav Hashem by Omel Azaracha Eten Etzaretz Hazos. Interesting medrash. One medrash says Lo Meftiach Lo Hashemata. Why did at this point HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise it? Amar Reb Levi. Shosha Ram Mahalif Baram Narayim Baram Nocho. He went all the way up from, I don't know if you have the map, he was at the southern part of Iraq, right near the coast, there, down at the bottom. He went all the way up through all of Mesopotamia into Turkey and came all the way down. What did he see? That was the wealthiest part of the ancient world. What were they doing all day? Ochlim, Meshotsim, Pochazim, Meslotsim. It's a leisure culture. Omar Avram. Avram was in Halvai, Shelo Yilech Helik Boaretz Hazos. I don't want to have anything to do with this. Cave in Shigil Asulmo Shotsur. That's the border of Eretz Yisrael. Saw people working, putting a good hard day's work. What's Avraham Avinu saying? What did Medrash say? Medrash says that, Posek says, Odom lo omul yulad. And that applies very much in our leisure society. Ganesh Baruch Hu expects people to work hard in this world. Odom lo omul yulad. Ashim isham olavatom. Baruch Baruch gives different people different opportunities, different generations, different opportunities. If he gives a person, a generation, the leisure that he does not have to struggle to put bread on his table, that means he wants him to do something else with his time. But if you don't get that message, I'm going to give you opportunities. Then a serious consequences to them. We live in a generation of tremendous wealth and opportunities. Very Baruch says, now what are you going to do with it? You're going to just, you know, that's the problem with Western culture today. They use it to mali every type rather than, I'm trying to bring you to use it to serve it. That's one medrash. That Avraham Avinu didn't want to have anything to do with society. It was a leisure society that just used that leisure to hang around all day and pursue tire. Tavrach. Nachem just said something else. Kas halo halo me'akadosh baruch hu Avraham. Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a little angry at him. Why? He told him, Lechachom e'aretz v'moladuchom v'esavichom. Cut entirely from your family. That's it. Cut entirely from your family. So, what's Lot doing there? What was it, Lot's decision? Avraham's decision? And if it was Lot's decision to go with the winner, why did Avraham Avinu have to go along with Lot's decision? Baruch Hu said, I told you, Lazarocha etenis. Now Avraham Avinu didn't have, how does the Potsuk finish the end of Noach? When does it finish at the end of Noach, that ain't, they had no children. She was physically incapable of having children. Who's gonna take over from me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I already promised you that you and Sarah will have a child. But you don't have that 100% confidence in me that you still figured, okay, Lot's going to take over. I'll show you in the end that's not going to happen. And Avraham Avinu keeps coming. This is the land. He finally finds a place. He's going to settle down. Immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him to Mitzrayim. And that's for a double reason. And triple reason, maybe. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is going to be your place. Settle in. This is your place. Immediately has to leave. Again, Avraham Avinu, you complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't always say whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. He says, I'm taking, I'm not taking, whatever it is. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu wealth. Where's it coming from? So, Vayal Avram, who Isho Chalashalo, Velodimo, and Aram of Kovid Mod, he made it. By the time he left Mitzrayim, he was exceedingly, exceedingly wealthy. But that wealth is in Asaya. So, Vagam Lelot, Aholich. Aram Kovid Mod, Mikne, Baketsu, Vazov. On the way down, he didn't have any money. So he stayed wherever he stayed in credit, went to pay back. But Lot also became exceedingly wealthy. Why? Because of Avram Avihu. That's what Rashi says. Now, two people, tremendous wealth. Now, there's a person of tremendous wealth. Yes, it depends how you view that wealth, what you do with that wealth. That wealth is an opportunity for you. You view it as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or you get drunk on it, and yes, someone wrote some aside. So what was the fight between the Roa Miknavrom and Roa Miknavrom? The Medrash tells us, Avram Avinu, they had to graze their cattle, they had to graze their flock. Avram Avinu was medactic, there shouldn't be one marshal of Gezel, shouldn't be Mazik, etc. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to take the gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accept it as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make sure you don't violate any part of that gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one. Number two, Zalot. I have tremendous wealth. Okay, it's easier for me not to be so makbid. Why do I have to be so makbid in Gaza? And then you come up with the whole lumpus that they had a whole lumpus to justify the Gaza. Vayom Avram Lot. Avram even tells Lot. What? We have to separate. If Avram Avinu had brought Lot along, Lot had piggybacked on Avram Avinu's secondary, Avram Avinu realized that Lot hanging around is not healthy. And go where you take one place up. What does Lot see? Vayivchalo Lot is called Kikar Yarden Liyasalot Mikedem. What do we know about Lot? Goes to Sodom, Anshi Sodom, Chatoyim, Roim, Lachim. He sees the most fertile part of Eretz Yisrael, the wealthiest part of Eretz Yisrael. He is so drunk on his money. The society there is Mikedem. So what does Rashi say? That he left on Ramavino. Mikedem. There's a new God called money. Now, the whole thing is insane. He sees Avram Avinu surviving the Kibshon Eish. He sees Avram Avinu coming penniless to Eretz Yisrael, having to go down to Mitzrayim penniless, emerging incredible wealth. The whole thing should not make any sense, except it's a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then, Lot himself gets that wealth as a side benefit. And once you get that wealth with a side benefit, he got drunk on it. I don't want to have anything to do with Avram. I'm going back to it. I'm going to money now. I'm having all my money going to the wealthiest part of Eretz Yisrael, and that's where I'm going to be. Hashem Omar El Avram Acharehi Pored Lot Miyimo, says Rashi. Calls Man Sharoshi Imo Oya. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, leave, O Constant. Leave Choron. Go to Eretz Yisrael. cut with the family, and this, and he had this nephew, brother-in-law hanging around him. But when the moment Lot left, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins talking to Avraham Avinu again. Oyadiba Parish Man in Stockton. Now, well, it's gone. Who's going to inherit it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry. You'll have a tremendous number of children. And then there's a war. And the war is another nesan of Avraham Avinu. Just going quickly through the life of Avraham Avinu. But Yishma, King Yishba Ochiv. After this entire thing with Lot, he said, Lot, forget about your love. No, doesn't go that way. Mitzor Chal Tesalim. He doesn't have to live with Lot. Better not to live with Lot, but if you're Mitzor Chal Tesalim, he had to save Lot. Now, why did he save Lot? Mitzor Chal Tesalim. And Vayichul, it's called Rechush Sodom Va'amorav, it's called Ochlam Va'yelov. And all that unbelievable, it says Sodom was the wealthy, Sodom Va'amorav was the wealthiest part of Eretz Yisrael. And these people came, and all of their belongings were taken. And Lot lost all of his money. He'd been wealthy because of Avraham Avinu. He left Avraham Avinu. He left Avraham Avinu to go to a place other. And what happens? Comes someone. Boom, all your money gone. All of Sodom's money gone. Then, Vayishma Avraham ki yishba ochiv, and he went and got everything back. Okay. Vayoshev is called Rechush, is kama slot, and he got all everyone's money back. Now, tell me a nefesh of Hushka Choch. You got all my. Avram says no. Avram Melchstone, my Rosh Yodi Hashem, Kelel Yon Konish my Avarets. I take nothing. Here, take all your money back. I don't want to touch you. Now, in Yechut Vatsuch, now, I take nothing. I just take my expenses. That's it. What happened here? And what is the and you see the tragedy of a Lot. People get drunk on money. They get drunk on it. He left Avraham Avinu. He thought, I'm independently wealthy. I'm going to go and I'm going to make a, I have a fortune. I'll make a super fortune. But the society is corrupt. No. And people think, oh, it's all mine, I did it on my own. So all the money's taken away from it, and Avraham Avinu gives him back his money. So he should stop and think, okay, everything's from Avraham. Again, everything's from Avraham Avinu. He goes back to Sodom, everyone goes back to doing what they're doing, they're going back to Sodom. Sodom goes back to their evil ways, they don't learn from this whole story that Avraham Avinu is really the power in this world because he represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't want to see that. They get drunk on money. Then we have the story of the Bris Ben Absar. And Avraham Avinu comes again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's going to inherit all of this? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Avraham Avinu. you are still thinking in terms that everything is scientifically, physically determined. I'm taking you and I'm treating you lamala me'ateva, adjust to a new reality. So Chazal tells us, he says, Einachanami, sorry, Imenu is physically incapable of having children. That is called man, you're in teva. If I promise you, it's lamala me'ateva. And then he told him something else. I'm going to make a bris with you. Now you are the chosen nation. You will father a chosen nation. But in order to father this chosen nation, to become HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make it easy on us. He wants us to grow. He pushes us into very difficult circumstances to make us grow. Before they come back to Eretz, even in the initial stage, I'm going to have to go to Golus, survive Golus, purify themselves, prove that they deserve it, and grow from that thing. And then ultimately Mashiach will come. Now, this is Avraham Avinu being put through things, and there are a number of messages. And one message is Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of Avraham, the wealth is his, and the people around him are successful because it is his, and stop thinking it is yours and just follow Avraham Avinu's ways. People get drunk with money and they don't see the larger picture. Now, we have the story of Hagar. Hagar is not a simple story. Hagar is a tzaddikus. Unbelievable tzaddikus. After Sarai Menu died, Yitzchak figured, who is now Roy to be Avraham Avinu's wife? Second time. The whole world then. Hagar. Keturah. Noah Matzah Keturah. But Atomer says, Avram Chamoselach, Venusati Shichosi Bechakechon. He haroz Eka Beinaha. What happened? Again, whose initiative was it for Avram Avinu to marry Sarah Bas Paro? When Avraham Avinu left the tribe, he was given one of the daughters of Paro to be his shivcho. As Chavuch HaMitzris shivchos, he goes as a shonim. Okay. So, what is Sir? And the initiative came from Sarai Menu. Sarai Menu understood Avraham Avinu was going to have to father a whole nation and she can't do it. That step that Avraham Avinu believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it l'malah mederech hateva, somehow Sarai wasn't holding there yet. So what happens? So the initiative came, but then all of a sudden, rather than realizing that tzidkus of Sarai, but take a vita benen. You think you're a tzaddikus? I'm a tzaddik. Sometimes, okay. So, in order to show who's the boss, Hog is not getting the message. You have to teach her the message. So the Malach says, no. You're going to have a child, but you will not father Klal Yisrael. That's Soros. Soros made a mistake. Hu yeh perado. Be a wild animal. Wild animal. Yodo bar kol v'yad kol bo. Perado. A hunter. Everyone will hate him. He fights with everyone. Okay. Ria Perod, famous story of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, when the Jews were coming back to Eretz Yisrael in the late 1880s, 1890s, how to deal with the Arabs. Chofetz Chaim had a kasha on this word Perod. Pero on Odom, Pera, a wild, he's like a wild animal. Says, how do you say a big table? Shulchan Godol, the noun first, the adjective later. Says, what does it say to Bnei Yishmael? If it's, it would be a human being like an animal, it would be Odom Pera. So it's just the other way around. So the basic noun is the wild, in the form of a human being. This is, so Avraham Avinu, so what does the Malach tell? What does the Malach tell her? You treated Sarah like dirt. You thought you're the tzaddikah, and from you, Klal Yisrael is going to come up? No. You have to understand why. You'll have a child from Avraham Avinu. And then you have six more children from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had eight children, seven from you, and one from Sarah Avinu. Klai still can't come out of here. That's not going to happen. It's because your guy was totally misplaced. Go back, knuckle on the Sarah. She'll teach you where you have to go and what you have to do. This is the story of Avraham Avinu until Rus Mila. That's a Shamblinetta. I just want to go through the whole story of Avraham Avinu and see all many of the lessons we learned from Avraham Avinu. And Met Hashem, next week we'll finish, and then we'll go on to the last few weeks about the Korban.